Welcome to episode 69 of the Frenemies podcast. NFL recap, our predictions today. We're pushing new records because I forgot to do the beginning of the episode last week. So here we go. Jake, 8-5 this week. Total record, 70-65-1. Next up, Jack, 10-3. 78-57-1. Carter, also 10-3. 80-55-1. And Hunter still up top, but Carter did gain a game. Hunter went 9-4. Hunter 82-53-1.
King.
To put that in perspective again, Hunter's in first. Carter's 2 games behind him. Jack's 2 games behind Carter. And Jake is nice and comfortable in last place by himself by a sizable margin.
Okay. It's a good thing you don't gamble.
It is a good thing. All right, let's go to the games. First game here, Thursday Night Football. Thank you, Roger Goodell and Mr. Bezos, for blessing us with a beautiful Thursday Night Football game. Falcons at Carolina against the Panthers. Hunter, about to speak?
Yeah, the Nets are saying Falcons. We're going Falcons. But however, why does the NFL have the games on Amazon Prime? That's new this year. Why?
Money. Next.
Really?
But yes, like, it's all about it's money. So it's all about money. It doesn't matter. It's about money.
Do you not hear me? Like, do you not know what's going on with the world? Do you not hear the big, you know, Jeff Bezos buying like part of thing, and he's in charge of
Thursday? I do know what's going on in the sports world, but that's really.
But do you understand? Like, beginning of the season, this is a big deal, and why everything was on Prime.
I had no clue.
Okay.
It's neither here nor there. I mean, who cares? Jacob, what are your thoughts on the game?
I'm going to be following your thoughts.
And good. My nutsack is not wrong. Carter, what do you think? I'll kick it over to you.
This flip to Hunter leading the show. Whatever. Chipotle game of the week. Give me the Falcons. There's nothing else that really needs to be said. At all. I'm sure Jackson will ramble on about some how Baker should start or whatnot. It's ridiculous. We need to move on.
We're not going to. I have the Panthers actually winning here. You know, Steve Wilkes, moron. Baker threw 2 touchdowns in the game against the Bengals. He's a better quarterback than PJ Walker's. He should start here, plain and simple. But, you know, Jake, you and I were talking about the importance of being bold. I think I might be bold here. I got Falcons 7-3 at halftime. Okay. I think Baker gets to start in the second half. And I don't think it's pretty, but I think he forces away 2 touchdowns. And I think he forces himself to get 1 late. And I think the Panthers squeak out a W here. I got the Panthers on prime time.
All right. I think that about sums up the Thursday night game. Very boring game. Let's kick it off to Sunday, 9:30 in the morning start time, I believe. It's on Eastern time from the East Coast. Out in Munich, Germany. So it's not in London this week. There's been a lot of thoughts about the Munich setting. So what do we think about the game this week? Who do we got? Seahawks versus Bucks.
Hunter, I thought the intros are elegant and is beautiful.
Thank you.
I don't really
you're
have
done,
a lot
you're of done now, though. Jake's back.
I know why it's in Munich. Or I know you and Jackson hate Europe. Uh-huh. Things, anything to do, any type of football played in Europe that's not in the United States.
Correct.
About the game, though, I'm not arguing about you guys with that because it'll just last 20 minutes and we've done it before. Look, Bucks rebounded. They're still in the fight for the division. The Seahawks, I keep picking against them, but I feel like once I pick with them, they will lose. Mm-hmm. So I think because I love the Seahawks, I'm going to pick the Bucks.
Yeah, no, we're going to kick it to Hunter here. I personally think I haven't been really voting the Seahawks all year as well, Jacob, so I feel like I can't vote them now. So I think the Buccaneers just blow the gaskets off the freaking Seahawks this week. I think Bucks dominate. We have not seen a Bucks domination in a while. I think this helps the Bucks leading into potential late run for the playoffs, possibly. Give me the Bucks. Just blow the doors off of Seattle.
Brady's back. Give me the Bucks.
What, Jacob?
Sorry, yeah, Carter, you with Bucks. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Did you say vote?
No.
I didn't hear pick. I swear I heard vote. Like you. Okay,
I vote the Bucks.
That's what I heard. Sorry, Jackson, you go.
Yeah, no, all good. I went on the island for the first game. I'm going to go on the island here. I have the Seahawks here. I think the Seahawks beat the Buccaneers. You know, game-wise, I think the Seahawks have a better offense, and I think they have a solid defense. I feel pretty good about this one. My big takeaway is I'm very happy we're getting games out of London and to anywhere else. Not a big Germany guy, personally. But, man, I hate London. I don't know. I just don't think the Germans provide anything. What do they do? You know?
All right. Let's go to the next game here. Vikings, Bills in Buffalo. Vikings coming off a big win. Bills coming off a big loss. Biggest thing with this game is Josh Allen playing.
No,
I don't think he will personally. I was out the next 2 weeks because the Browns were the Bills after this. Fingers crossed. Because it looks like it's gonna be Case Keenum. Never mind. I'm still going Bills. Case Keenum played with Minnesota. This is a revenge game. Bills defense will play well. I'm taking the Bills no matter what.
Yeah. I'm completely with Jake here. Whether it's Allen or Keenum or whatever quarterback is under center, I think they beat the Vikings this week. I think the Vikings' record's a little bit fraudulent. Yes, they are. So what are they, 7-1 or 8-1? Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they've obviously had a phenomenal season to start. But I think the Bills really shut them down defensively and then make Kirk Cousins look stupid this week. So, yeah, give me Bills.
Give me the Vikings for the exact opposite reasons that you just said.
Yeah, I'm going to go Bills here. If Josh Allen doesn't start, I think Vikings win, obviously. But I'm going to go not with my gut. I'm going to go with Vegas' gut. Vegas has the Bills as 5.5-point favorites right now. So I think Vegas knows something we don't. I'll take the Bills here. And, Carter, this is extremely interesting because in the first three games of the 1 o'clock – well, the Thursday slate, 9:30 slate, and 1 o'clock slate, we're going to separate by three games because me and you have picked different teams for all three games. So there's going to be a huge shift in the leaderboard after those first three.
All right. Lions, Bears up next in Chicago. Lions, big win. Bears, they lost, but it's kind of like a good loss. Their offense looked good. Because Jackson is so riding the dick of Justin Fields, I'm going to take the Lions here just because Jackson does this. He just rides these players and teams, and he's just gobbling it down the throat. And it's too much for me to look at and handle. And for that reason, I'm taking the Lions, and I hope Justin Fields plays horribly. Again, big Justin Fields guy right now because with the way he does his takes, not a big Jack guy in the Lions.
Good. Glad you took the Lions. The roar is dead. I got the Bears here. I think Justin
Abandon your team. No, abandon your team. Abandon your team. No, you do that. I'm sticking by my Jaguars, and I will pick them every
season. Hey, Jacob. Out of the draft, I was the only person that said Justin Fields was the best quarterback in that draft. And damn
you're
it, I stood by it. I stood by it for 2 years.
Wrong.
I
don't
stood by
know.
It for 2 years.
How do you
I
know?
Do know. I
How
do
you
know?
Know?
No quarterback. No quarterback in that draft.
We just had this debate. Let's move on.
Your takes take time. Right.
Yes, and now
how do you know right now? You don't.
I do.
You have no idea.
I do know.
Whatsoever.
No, Justin Fields is the best quarterback in that draft class as of right now, and he will progressively continue to improve. Okay, no doubt about it. I have stuck by Justin Fields since day one. I will continue to stick by the guy I have stuck with for longer than the Detroit Lions. Give me the Bears. Give me Justin Fields. I love this pick.
I will take the Bears. I'm not giving any explanation.
We're different on all four, Jack. Give me the Lions.
All right. Move along here to Tennessee. Broncos, Titans. I don't know who's starting a quarterback. It could be Tannehill if he's healthy. I'm not totally confident. Still, I can't pick the Broncos. I would rather be wrong picking the Titans than be wrong with picking the Broncos. And for that reason, I will be picking the Tennessee Titans at home.
I'm pretty sure you said that wrong, Jake, but I agree with you.
It didn't sound right when it came out of my mouth.
Give me the Titans.
I think Titans exerted a lot of their energy Sunday night. I think that's the best football you'll see from Titans all year. I think it's a massive decline. Give me the Broncos. I'm taking Denver.
I got the Titans. I have just no faith.
I want to be on that island.
No, Hunter, I'm glad. We have been separated so far. I need to pick up some games on you. I got the Titans here. The Broncos, they got a good defense, but they have one of the worst offenses in the NFL, and the Titans have a phenomenal defense. And if the Titans can just run the ball on Denver, that team's going to win. And they're down Bradley Chubb. Bradley Chubb's in Miami. Give me the Titans.
Honestly, Hunter, I don't hate that pick. I feel like that's the smart pick to make if you really look at this game. It is a kind of a letdown spot, but I'm going to stick with the Titans. All right, next game here, Jaguars-Chiefs in Arrowhead. Chiefs coming off a game they probably should not have won, but I think – actually, I'm going to go last here. Carter, give your pick really quick because I know.
Chiefs roll.
Yep, there he goes.
Chiefs roll.
Chiefs roll. Trevor Lawrence blows.
Okay. I feel like we said this last week about the Falcons, and the Falcons, I think, should have won. They lost by 30 game winning field goal. There's a blueprint now on how to slow down this Chiefs team, and these Jaguars, they do have great linebackers. Jackson, I'm so far down. It honestly doesn't matter what I pick. I'm just throwing shit at the wall, and I'm picking teams I want to win like. So don't give me any looks. I'm picking the Jaguars, again, because they're my team. I'm actually loyal, unlike Jackson, who will move on to the new fancy car that he finds. I'm picking the Jaguars. They'll be able to run this ball on this Chiefs defense. Travis Etienne is an RB1. And this defense, again, is very underrated. They are a very good defense. I think they'll game plan this correct. And, yeah, I'm going to take the Jaguars. Jackson, I know your panties are in a mess right now. And you don't love it.
They're in a bunch. That's a horrible pick. I don't care how far you are. You're not going to make up any ground if you're doing shit.
Jackson, I honestly don't care about your opinion at all. I want to pick the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars win this game. The Chiefs do not. They're not looking great, and they always lose a bad game in the middle of the year. This is the game they lose.
Extremely stupid.
Okay, you're an idiot too. Okay, let's move on here. Browns Dolphins again, because I'm a loyal, unlike Jackson, who will just pick against the Browns when he wants to, because all he cares about is winning this instead of having the Browns win. I'm picking the Browns. I actually do think they win this game, though. It's not just me picking them. I actually think they won this game. I think this team, it's kind of weird. They won that game. They got the bye week. And they're getting Denzel back. And they're getting Jerome Ford back, who's not exactly huge, but at least they're getting people healthy. Winovich is back, too. I forgot that. Winovich is coming back, another D-end. This team, it gives me a feeling they're coming together. I think they go on a run here. I think they go into the Deshaun Watson era going on a run. So I'm gonna go with the Browns here. Jackson, what is your fucking issue? Anything I said is what we want to happen. So do you not like the Browns? Or
Let me go before Jack. Jake, I really hope you're right.
I think I am.
Let me go. Wait. Let me go first.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You go first.
Me and Jake, unfortunately, they have given me hope. And I know that just – I've been trained to know that that just means we could be in for a road of deep, dark pain.
I'm ready.
Go Browns. Give me the Browns.
Yeah, no, I'm with you too. Go Browns, but they don't win this week. I think the Dolphins win, and I think they kind of win by a lot. Actually, no, I take it back. I think this is going to be a really, really close game. It's going to be a heartbreaker just to really just put the final nail in the coffin for the Cleveland Browns fans.
Wrong.
I don't know. Something tells me Denzel Ward has the worst game of his life after having the worst start to a season of his entire career. So I think Ward plays like ass, just like he has all season. Go Browns, but Miami wins this game.
Jake, I liked everything you said. The only reason I was giving you that face is because I'm sick and tired of having hope with the Browns. They give it to me and they take it away. And it's a feeling I don't enjoy. I've actually thought about this game a lot. I'm very torn. In Kevin Stefanski's career as a head coach, 2-0 after the bye. It's 2-0.
He's also 11-0 against teams whose logos are animals that can't fly. Dolphins can't fly, ladies and gentlemen. They get 12-0.
That's Carter, right
there. I would love to fact check that.
Hey, Carter, I hate how much sense that made. That's some of the best analysis I've ever heard in my life. Great research, wherever you found that. This game is so interesting to me because, you know, I don't think Tua is this great quarterback, but I think Tua performs better against good defenses. And I think the Browns are a really bad defense. And Tua looked awful against the Bengals defense before the incident. And I think those are similar defenses. I honestly, like, this might be my hardest game to pick. I'm going to go Dolphins. My gut tells me the Dolphins win this game. I hope I'm wrong. But the Browns secondary is just so poor. And they're going against Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. I don't think that secondary keeps up. And I don't think the pass rush gets there. Again, hope I'm wrong. No, fuck it. You know what? I'm sorry. Give me the Browns. I think the Browns win this game. I think Tua struggles. I think Deion Jones is an X factor. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I actually do think the Browns beat the Dolphins. That's what my gut tells me. I really think the Browns beat the Dolphins. And I hate that. I hate that I think that. But I got the Browns.
Good for you, three. I wish I had as much enthusiasm as you, gentlemen.
All right. I'm excited. I honestly think they win. I think we ride that hope train. All right. Let's move along here. Texans, Giants in New York. Give me the Giants.
And the Giants as well. This shouldn't even be talked about. Let's keep it moving.
Giants.
Yeah, big win for the Giants here.
All right. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Saints versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers coming off a bye week. Big news coming out of Pittsburgh. It looks like they're not happy with Najee Harris. It looks like his Warren's going to get more touches than him, and he's not. Najee's involvement in the offense is going to lessen by a lot. I don't know how that looked. I saw the report came today by Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk. I don't know how that looks. I'm going to take the Saints. I don't love that because it's in Pittsburgh and they usually play better at home, but I'm going to pick the Saints.
Give me the Saints as well.
I'm taking the Saints in like a 6-3 like type of game.
I think the Saints put up 30. I think they go off. I got the Saints big time.
All right. I think this is my favorite game of the week other than the Browns game. Just excited to watch it. Colts Raiders. Now, big news here. Frank Wright, gone. McDaniels is probably gone soon, but he's still there. The Colts hired Jeff Saturday, who has no coaching experience at any level of football. They currently are having a person calling plays that has never called a offensive play in his life in the NFL level. It's honestly bizarre, and that's why I love it so much. It reminds me of the Browns run when Freddie Kitchens was calling plays, and everything just seemed so fun and energized and worked. Give me the Colts. I'm excited for this game.
Yeah, Jake, I'm on the complete opposite side of you. Jeff Saturday has zero coaching experience, legit maybe ever. He coached a high school team for a couple weeks. That's about it. I mean, he's not a good I can't even say he's not a good coach because he's never coached. He's legit never coached. It's like Kevin O'Neill going out there and coaching right now. Like, that's really what it is. And I think Kevin O'Neill could put together a solid football team and a solid game, but, like, you're going at the professionals. The Raiders are hardly professionals, but they're just enough. So give me Oakland or Las Vegas or whatever the shit they're called.
Horrible pick.
I agree with Jake, but it's not happening till next week. Give me the Raiders.
That's a weird game. Jake, like this is one of the most
Jackson, I love the Colts.
Why? What speaks to you so much about this? Because this is one of the most bizarre coaching hires maybe of all time.
Oh, no, and I love it.
But why?
Jeff Saturday, maybe the biggest players coach.
Right now. Okay, you convinced me right there. I hate players coaches. I'm gonna go Raiders, but if the Raiders lose this game, I think Josh McDaniels has to be fired on spot.
I agree with that.
That's fair. Jacob.
Yeah, I apologize. Multitasking here, and I Yeah. Cowboys, Packers, in Lambeau. I'm picking the Cowboys, but I don't love it. I feel like how many games can Aaron Rodgers continue just to be ass in? He's a great quarterback, but he keeps performing horribly. I don't know. I take the Cowboys, but I hate it.
I'm going to take the Packers, but yeah, Jake, like you said, I don't understand how Aaron Rodgers is bad. Like, what?
He has no weapons, and his line is kind of hurt.
No, that's the thing. That's what I thought too. His weapons suck. His line sucks. Yes. However, some of his throws are just off. And I've never seen some of Aaron Rodgers' throws be just so blatantly off.
Like, I think he's just disconnected from his wide receiver group.
And I guess there's no rhythm either. But like,
give me the Cowboys. They'll continue to win. Their fans will continue to say they're going to the Super Bowl, and then they'll lose in the first or second round of the playoffs like they always do.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys win here. There's nothing special about the Packers. Their defense isn't even good this year. It's hard to watch. And, I mean, it's Rodgers out there with a practice squad receiving core. There's no talent. And Romeo Doubs, he just got hurt. He'll probably play this week, but he's not.
He was the only ounce of like hope.
Yeah, not even talent. Just like maybe could get open every other drive. Not play.
Lazard hasn't been bad this year.
He's been kind of hurt though.
Lazard's your wide receiver one, and by a wide margin, you're in a
That's fair.
You're in a lot of trouble.
That's fair.
All right. Los Angeles, going to Los Angeles here. Cardinals at Rams. Rams, just off coaching.
I think the Cardinals rally. I think the Cardinals get it done. Give me the Cards.
I think this game's really close, but actually, I don't know. Matthew Stafford just entered concussion protocol. Give me the Rams. I want the Rams.
Hunter, why?
Dear God.
If you want me to try and push the Rams, I can't because I don't like my pick.
I need like 30 seconds to look up something.
Well, their defense is always really good. Kyler Murray's pathetic. It's about sums up.
Cooper Kupp,
yeah. Oswalski, the off-brand Cooper Kupp, he's solid.
Oh, dear God. Okay, Jack, please go.
Who's the Rams' backup quarterback? Any of you guys know?
No.
Legit, zero clue.
Let me look that up real quick. Hunter keeps spewing.
Okay. What else? Who's their tight end? Higby. Higby got me zero freaking fantasy points last week, which really hurt me. And now I cut him because I'm angry. What else?
Jack, oh, Jalen Ramsey. Preferably in 2022, you make this pick. So let's
it's John Wolford. I'm pretty Ooh. Sure it sucks. John Wolford.
Yeah, he started the playoff game, right?
Yeah, that's right. I hate that. Hunter, you took the Rams.
Yeah.
Just because I'm desperate to gain games on you, I'm going to go another opposite here.
It's dangerous.
I'll go the Cardinals. I don't hate it, but I really don't love it. I'll go Cards here.
All right. Stay in California. Chargers going to the 49ers. I don't know who's healthy in the Chargers. And honestly, at this rate, I don't really care. Give me the Niners.
Give me the Niners. I said it. I'll keep continuing to say it. Jimmy G, baby. Lead this team to the promised land.
I'm going Niners, but for completely opposite reasons. For key Jimmy G.
All three of you went Niners.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do the Chargers have the receivers back?
I don't know. I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care? That's interesting. I thought there'd be more, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here, Carter? I thought there'd be a little more separation from you three.
Vision.
Carter, talk to me. Why do you think the Niners win here? Why are you so confident in that pick?
Their defense: Jimmy G, Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, George Kittle.
No, but why? Those are just names.
It's because of all the names.
The Niners are 400 or 500.
That's because they had Trey Lance play some games at quarterback.
Okay. Interesting. I would go Chargers here, but Vegas is screaming at me to go Niners. And Vegas knows something I don't, so I will go Niners.
All right, last game here. Commanders, Eagles in Philadelphia. I'm still a big Taylor Heineke guy, but I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Give me the Eagles.
The Eagles by a lot this game.
Eagles fly. Go Birds.
All right. That's all she wrote. That is, how many games we have on the slate?
14.
Thank you, Hunter. You can do math now, but you can't do it in the classroom. But anyway, it's not important. All right. Any last thoughts before we end it here? All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.
The Cavs suck.
Can you wait like a little bit?